5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is your civic duty as an American, and I could not be more excited to do it.
It's a strange thing to me that you are so pumped up about this.
I have been called for jury duty.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so glad that you're going. I mean, they made the right choice, obviously, here. It's going to be great.
My whole life I've wanted to serve and do jury duty.
It's true.
And they didn't call me forever. And then maybe about 5 years ago, I got a notice, and I could not have been more excited. And on the show, we talked about it and what to do and what to expect, and Everything was great. And then the night before, I called, and they're like, no, you're good. You don't have to come in. And I was heartbroken.
I'm telling you, I think that's probably what's going to happen again this time.
Don't say things like that.
I mean, seriously.
But something even crazier has happened. I received the notice in the mail that I had to serve, and I immediately sent it to everybody I knew to let them know that this was going to be happening.
Right. I've been selected. I've been drafted. Here I am. I'm going. I will not be available that day.
I'm not coming to work. I
can't discuss
things.
Any details with you.
Right. And then producer Sean, what happened?
And the best part is it happened on the same day you found out you had jury duty. When you told us, I thought to myself, I've never done jury duty. It'd be kind of cool to try that out. I get home, I have a letter in the mail.
Oh my God.
I was summoned for jury duty.
Who can believe that this would happen?
The same day.
Not the same court system either. Like, I mean, you're not going to the same courthouse, right?
No, we're in different courthouses. His is a week after mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is
basically what we do now is we serve on juries
and do radio.
And do radio.
Those are the two things we do with our lives now at this point.
What we do best.
And Sean, you had mentioned like, that I would like to do it. Like we've been selected.
Yeah.
They looked at all the candidates and they were like, these two seem like the right people to decide the future of these criminals.
That's not what's happened so far yet at this point. What's going to happen is when you go to the courthouse, right? If you don't call the day before or they call you and notify you that they don't need you, when you go there, you're going to be in a pool of jurors and then they're going to decide whether or not they want to keep you. Now, you may not even talk to an individual. They may just put you in a room and say, hey, hang out here. And then they may come back 4 hours later and say, we don't need you guys. You're all dismissed. Or they may actually bring you in the courthouse, ask you some questions, and you may or may not get selected or dismissed.
Now, Raven thinks that he's a professional. Because
I'm an expert.
He got to do it.
That's right. I've been called for jury duty many times. I've had several different experiences. One time I was the foreperson on a jury on a trial that lasted nearly 2 weeks. And it was featured in the paper and all that. It was a big deal.
Oh, you're a big deal.
It was a big deal.
You're a big deal juror.
Let me tell you what happens is one of the sides is never happy, obviously.
Right.
Other times I've spent 6 hours waiting in a courthouse trying to stay awake. And then they tell me to go home anyways. And it's a wasted day.
When you were on the one where you had to decide who was what happened?
It was the foreman. It was a motorcycle accident. It was a fatality. And so it was a sad case. But, you know, there was a lot of forensics to it, actually. There were some things. We actually went out on site. That's how it ended up in the paper because they took the jurors out to the accident scene and all that.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine, Sean, if we get to do that, how exciting it would be.
I mean, listen, I hope that it's not a wasted day for you guys. I mean, here's the thing. I love a day off. I love a little bit of change. No question. But sitting in a room with, you know, a bunch of other people, you're trying to find a seat in there and just stay awake. It's like being back in high school.
I mean, I can't wait.
Do they give us free food or anything?
They will give you. Yeah, there'll be some stuff. And, you know, and if you're sequestered, like you'll be in a room and they'll be like, you know, vending machines and stuff like that. They'll provide some basic things, but not like it's not like going to be like a spread. There'll be no charcuterie.
No charcuterie, yeah.
No, there'll be no charcuterie.
Rats.
If you had to serve in a jury, like what happened? I want to know all about your case and what went down. 1-800-330-9999.
Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
Did you ever get called for jury duty? I just got called for the second time, and I'm so excited.
It's not usually all that glamorous, Anna.
No, it's going to be so glamorous. Okay. I'm 100% certain of it.
All right.
You know, my mom got to serve on a really cool one, and she had only been an American citizen for like 15 minutes. I was so mad because my mom was from Italy, so she got her American citizenship. They immediately called her. And I was like, how is this possible that I've been an American since birth?
Yeah.
And they don't call me, but they called her, you know?
What was the case that she did?
It was like a medical malpractice case.
Okay.
And she really enjoyed it. She felt so American.
Felt like a doctor.
She felt so good.
Right.
Yeah, okay. It was so good.
Right.
But what happened? If you serve, like, tell us your story. What went down? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, your code name John?
Yeah, we're using John because he doesn't want people to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the craziest thing, so I served jury duty. The case was regarding a 19-year-old that killed a man outside of his house. He killed one guy, shot the brother, tried to kill the brother, but the three daughters with them at the time. I think one of the daughters was 2, one of them was 5, one of them was 7. So right outside the house, he killed the brother.
I mean, that's horrific. It's homicides, obviously, here. So then what happens?
Yes. So not to mention, just to preface it before it, I just had a baby the day before. I love jury duty. I love listening to these cases.
Yeah.
I had to get off because I just had a baby the day before. The judge said, oh, is the mother still around? And I said, yeah. And he goes, great. So somebody can watch the kids. So I served. It was fine. But he ended up killing the brother. He shot the father. The little girls were there. It was very obvious that he ended up doing it. But we couldn't look anything up during jury duty. We couldn't all come to agreement whether he was guilty or not guilty. One of the jurors ended up having a panic attack because she's like, I know he did it. Why can't you guys just agree? But we had to go based off of the evidence. And it looked like the police actually tampered with the evidence to try to make it like a quick conviction.
Mm.
So we had to, based off of the evidence, we had to say not guilty.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. I had to, announce that he was not guilty. So after, when he was not guilty, this is another thing. When they do jury selection, they have the defendant there, and they ask, like, what do you do for a living? Where do you live? All of that. So he was not guilty. So I had to say where I lived when they were doing jury selection and what I do. A month and a half later, I get out of the subway, and the guy is waiting at the outside of the subway with some of his friends. He's like, hey, this is, the guy that was one of the jurors. Like, he helped to say that I was not guilty. I'm going to buy you lunch. Like, he's with his friends. And I was shook. I was so scared. Like, how does this guy know where I live? What's going on? And I was just like, stay out of trouble. And I don't live that far from the subway. So when I was walking, I walked the opposite direction just so he didn't see me going to my apartment.
Wow.
But I had no idea how he knew where I was. It was the craziest, craziest case ever.
That is wild, man. I tell you, though, it is quite a different thing from the emotional side of it and just the overview as to when you're viewing the evidence. I had to be the one to announce it, too. And the family was not happy with the verdict the way it went down in my case. So I know what you mean. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
I want like a medical
malpractice. I ended up actually Googling him after. I Googled him after. And come to find out, he actually killed someone when he was 16 because they didn't want to join his gang.
Right.
But he was 100% guilty. We knew it. But we had to go based off of the evidence.
Wow.
And because it was tampered with, we had to say not guilty.
Oh, my gosh, man.
What happened when you got called for jury duty? 1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get called for jury duty? You actually went and served on a trial? What happened? 1-800-330-9999.
What if you got selected on a jury duty that was about a morning show? That would be so boring.
Well, what happened on the morning show?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably murder.
Oh, gosh. Tori, what happened when you went to jury duty?
I had to go. I mean, it was a suit about a 30-year chain smoker that their family was suing the cigarette company. And they basically threw me out because I was like, it's her own fault. She got addicted. They had the labels. And I don't feel like the cigarette company should be liable because she's been smoking for 30 years.
I mean, I remember when they first brought those class action lawsuits. This has got to be a smaller suit that happened after, right? Like, I mean, you're not talking about one of these class action lawsuits.
No, this was a individual, family actually suing the company, the cigarette company. I can't remember which one it was, but I was like, this is ridiculous. You guys are wasting our time. When clearly she's been smoking for 30 years, it wasn't like she was smoking for 30 days and she died. She smoked for 30 years. There's labels everywhere. There's warnings. You see people dying time after time, decade after decade, and you still choose to go and buy the cigarette. So they threw me off.
Well, the federal jury disagreed, and they lost in those federal cases, but dismissed. You're right. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
I wonder if I should just like keep quiet about my opinions until I'm finally on a case.
Well, they'll ask you some questions.
Yeah.
That's the way it works. They have to ask you some questions as it pertains to the case.
I just won't be too passionate one way or the other. I'll be like, meh, I'll see.
Right. Just answer every question.
Meh.
Do this with your hand. Go, meh.
You know. We'll see. I got to hear both sides. We'll see.
Dave, what happened to you? Did you actually serve on a jury?
Yeah, I did. Something really, really funny happened when I was there. Quote unquote funny. So I was doing a case on money laundering. And when I sat down on the jury, this guy leaned over to me and pointed at the defendant and said, "That's my brother." And when we came back after lunch, that guy was no longer on the jury.
What? Like how? I mean, how do you even? I mean, even when I had to do the pre-screening asked.
I have no idea. Huh. I have no idea. Very, very bizarre. Very bizarre. Somebody wasn't doing their job, apparently.
I mean, money laundering.
Or he was. Or he was trying to be. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was.
Wouldn't it be cool if I was on a money laundering case? You know, then I could just figure out who's guilty.
You could figure out how to do it.
Well, I don't know. No, I mean, probably not. No. But I mean, did that guy know it was his brother? I mean, you would have to know.
Of course he knew. He was trying to get on the jury.
I mean, why would you tell the other guy, though? The jury, what do they call it? Jury mates? They have a name. What do they call it? Your jury friend?
I don't know, but it seems stupid to tell the other guy, right?
Yeah, hold on. Jury. God, it's going to drive me crazy.
Co-juror? Fellow juror? Fellow jurors?
No, it's jury mate. Hold on.
That seems just silly.
Jurors. No, I don't know. I got to think about it. It'll jury partner. Jury of your peers.
No, that's what they call the whole group, not the person right next to you.
Oh, never mind then.
What was your jury duty experience? 1-800-330-9999.
It is your civic duty to serve jury duty, and some of us have been waiting our whole lives for this moment.
I mean, I hope it works out that it's going to be that interesting and compelling. It can go either way.
Only once before in my entire life have I been called for jury duty. Mm-hmm. And then I called the night before and they told me I didn't have to come. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
No, I kept hitting O for operator. I wanted to talk to somebody that wasn't an automated message to be like, no, I want to come. What happened when you served on jury duty? Did you actually get put on a case? 1-800-330-9999. Sarah, what was your jury duty experience?
So, first of all, I'm only 26, and I have been called for jury duty 3 times.
See that? She's so much better than you, Anna.
You're so lucky, Sarah.
She's so much better at jury duty than you are going to be, Anna.
I mean, how is this possible? All right.
So, how many times did you actually serve?
All 3 times.
Oh, my gosh. So, tell us your jury duty story, your favorite one.
Probably the one was about a drug bust.
Okay.
The defendant was trying to claim that there was no proof that any of it was his, but it was all found in his house, under his bed.
Right.
Under his bed.
He's like, I don't know how that got here.
I wouldn't put it there.
It's not mine. Tooth Fairy. Tooth Fairy's got a problem from what I hear.
Wasn't me.
Did you guys convict? Did you find them guilty or not guilty?
I believe he was found guilty. I was actually on the jury where I was the number that wasn't allowed to vote.
Oh,
that sucks.
That is the terrible number.
We were just saying the alternate, like who the one that doesn't get to actually get to vote stinks because now you're stuck there and you have opinions and nobody cares about your opinions unless one of the jury's people drop dead or something.
Well, we care about your opinion here. And we do find strange that the maid left all those things under his mattress. We would find that strange also.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sarah, congratulations on your wild success.
I mean, she probably got selected for another jury while she was here on the phone.
She's probably on my team for the jury duty when I have to go next month. I'm like, Sarah, is that you?
Hey, Krisha, tell us what happened during your jury duty experience. Did you serve on a jury?
I did. I actually served on a murder trial.
Okay. So what took place?
So basically the target was a hit, and the target actually survived, but there were two innocents in the car, and they were brothers. And the brother that wound up actually getting killed was a 15-year-old, and he went back to save his older brother, which is why he died. And it was actually pretty freaky, and the person who was the defendant actually had multiple trials going on.
Uh-huh.
And he, yep. So in the end, we found out the judge actually wound up coming and saying what you didn't know was a lot of information about his background.
Yeah.
So it was actually, I thought it was a pretty good experience. And I thought, hey, if it was me and I wanted some honest people to put somebody away, I thought it was a great experience and it was a good duty to do because to keep the family who needed someone to be put away.
Well, so
he needed some honest people.
So that's my question. Is you convicted then, obviously, it sounds like.
13 counts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
You know, you hear that, though, yep. And it's kind of like, I don't know. I was looking for, like, lighter kind of.
Yes, you want Anna would like a rom-com type case.
Maybe theft.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim Carrey, liar, liar.
Yeah.
That type of stuff, you know, yeah.
I know. Like, when I got to deal with, like, actual people being murdered, I don't know how I'm going to do with that.
And you know.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. And I thought, they're never going to pick me because they said, do you watch criminal shows? And I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I'm a professional. Right. So, watch Law and Order every night.
One of the things that they tell us all the time is that they expect, you know, people watch TV and so they expect rock solid evidence. And it's not always collected that way, right? Especially it used to not. But I wish you luck, Anna. You're going to do great.
Some secrets are okay to tell, like how using Secret Whole Body Deodorant gives you 72 hours of freshness in more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.